This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and the greatness of the nation, the prosperity of the nation, the upward mobility of people who live in this nation, it's all under very direct threat. This is not a partisan issue. It should be a survival sanity issue. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that, at least according to the Secretary of the Treasury, who is the top financial officer in the government, and she's also been the head of the Federal Reserve in the past, Janet Yellen, Thursday, that's 2 days from now, 1-2, we are about to hit our debt ceiling, and that means we run out of ability to pay our bills as a country. What is this all about, and what is going to happen, and why is it, if we are so close to hitting our debt ceiling, that people aren't more panicked about what basically Republicans and Democrats, everyone agree, would be a catastrophe? And how do we turn these lemons and this looming catastrophe into a better situation for the country? Nobody to talk about better than on this subject than Peter Coy, who has written about economics for the leading economics journals in the country, now does it for the opinion section of the New York Times, and he has been covering topics like this one for four decades. Peter, why are we in this situation right now? And doesn't it seem like both sides are handling it horribly?
Yeah. We're in this situation because ever since 1917, the U.S. has had some form of a debt ceiling. What that means is there's a limit on how much debt the federal government can have. And so you incur debt, of course, when you have deficit spending. You have to borrow. And as you approach your ceiling, then you either have to raise the ceiling or you can't borrow anymore, which means you can't run the government because the government's in a deficit situation. You'd have to somehow incredibly drastically cut spending so much that the outgo in terms of Social Security, Medicare, defense, et cetera, did not exceed the income from tax revenue. And we are so far from a balanced budget right now that to just flip a switch like that and suddenly not incur any more debt would be pretty crazy, pretty disastrous.
And it would have an impact on the entire world economy, would it not?
Yeah. And so then the other thing might would happen is we would just default, and because another big expense is just paying the interest on the existing debt. If you stopped paying interest on the existing debt, that would also be catastrophic for world financial markets, for which U.S. Treasury securities are a vital component. So, yeah, it pretty much, as you said in your intro, everybody agrees that a default by the United States would be disastrous, and so would somehow trying to live under the existing debt ceiling. There are people will disagree over whether the United States needs a balanced budget, and even if they agree that it does, how quickly it could possibly get to that stage. But nobody really thinks that you could do it overnight.
Okay, so first of all, when they say that we hit the debt ceiling on Thursday, the Secretary of the Treasury will move some funds around, and they're actually talking about June as the real deadline, right?
Right. Yes, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. The debt ceiling technically gets reached Tuesday, but because the government this has happened before, so the Treasury Department knows a bunch of tricks and gimmicks that it can use to stretch out the date. Temporarily suspending payments into federal employees' retirement plans with a promise to restore the money later once the debt ceiling is raised. Things like that can be done. And as I said, those might last to roughly June. So it would probably be maybe in the third quarter of the year, the July to September quarter, that the tricks would run out, and then we really would be in trouble and would have to raise the debt ceiling. The problem is that a bunch of Republicans, as a condition for electing Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, insisted that McCarthy not raise the debt ceiling without major, major cuts in federal spending. The Democrats are saying, no, we want what we call a clean debt ceiling raise. That is unconditional. Just raise the debt ceiling. And so the Democrats want to have that argument about spending later. The Republicans essentially want to force the issue right now. This is a form of leverage they have, and they plan to use it.
Yeah, President Biden the other day said he won't even negotiate. And
right.
That seems provocative. Oh, yeah? Yeah. No? Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like a game of chicken. And we're talking about my life savings and yours, right? I mean, this would, if this nightmare actually came true, and we've had so many nightmares recently, if this actually came true, I mean, what would that mean for people who have any investments at all or any stake in this economy at all?
Well, everybody has a stake in the economy, whether you have investments or not. You have a job or you rely on people who have jobs. So, yeah, it would hurt everyone. That's why it sort of can't be allowed to happen. But as you described it well, it's a game of chicken, and nobody wants to crash when two cars are zooming towards each other. But, who's going to be crazier? And we don't know yet who's going to be crazier. That's why so many people are just saying, look, let's just get together, make a plan, and do it now. I'm planning to write something about sort of some of the more sensible ideas for either reducing spending or raising taxes, somehow dealing with the very large budget deficits we have now. That's, you know, politicians from the left and right can disagree about exactly what that formula should be, but those are the kind of conversations we should be having now, not some sort of bravado about who's going to push to the edge of the default of the United States.
Okay, so some of those ideas that might even have a chance of getting a Democratic buy-in, what you have here is Republicans doing something that most Republicans feel very deeply, which is that, yes, we should bring the budget closer into balance. We shouldn't continue borrowing our way into oblivion. So what could be done now without crashing the economy and sending us all back to the Stone Age?
So what I imagine happening here is that each side will have to move away from its extreme vision. Democrats will probably have to move away from their demand for a completely clean debt ceiling increase to make some either formal or informal commitment to taking some sort of action on spending, presumably spending. I don't think Republicans want to have higher taxes. And that might clear the way, although, as we've seen, the reason people are especially worried about it this time is that we just went through this incredibly contentious election of McCarthy as Speaker. And they saw just how hard some of the hardliners are willing to be, how intransigent. And so if they did this to their fellow Republicans, imagine what they're going to do when they have a chance to put the screws on the Democrats.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about, with Peter Coy of the New York Times, how you at least turn one of the cars or both of them so they don't crash into each other and hurt a lot of innocent bystanders. We will be right back with Peter Coy coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved Show, back with Peter Coy, who writes about economics, business, and finance for Opinion in the New York Times. And across the street from the New York Times, well, not exactly, but across the street ideologically, is the Wall Street Journal, which editorializes today, the lead editorial, all of which means Republicans will have to pick their spending targets carefully, explain their goals in reasonable terms so they don't look like they want a default, and then sell this to the public as a united team.
The worst result would be for Republicans to talk tough for months, only to splinter in a rout at the end and be forced to turn the House floor over to Democrats to raise the debt limit with nothing to show for it. The last time we had this kind of confrontation was 2011, right, under the Obama administration. And how'd that turn out?
Yeah, that was a bad one. Yeah, well, eventually it was passed, but the Standard & Poor's actually lowered the credit rating on the United States debt by a tick. It was more embarrassing than anything else. It didn't end up having a huge effect on borrowing costs, but it was sort of a shot across the bow saying, look, you guys got to get your act together here.
And in terms of the kind of concession that you're writing about, where actually we could make some progress toward reducing the levels of deficit and maybe someday beginning to reduce the levels of debt, where we could make some progress on that, and then but go ahead without provoking a huge national economic crisis, international economic crisis. What kind of things could the Republicans take home to the base, the party base, and say, look, we got something here?
I think the Republicans have a bigger problem on this than the Democrats do, because the Republicans are less willing to consider raising taxes as part of their package. So they've got to come up with ideas strictly on the spending side for political reasons. That's how they were voted into office. And yet they know that cutting Social Security and Medicare are incredibly unpopular, yet those are huge parts of the federal budget. And then the defense spending, there are some Republicans now. Republicans are always a strong on defense party. There's now a wing of the Republican Party that is very open to cutting defense spending, and sort of the Tucker Carlson types who say we should get out of Ukraine. But that's an issue that really, really divides the Republican Party. There's no unity around that at all. So back to the point, if you declare Social Security, Medicare, and defense off the table, and of course interest expense is off the table because you have to pay interest, then there are just no good options left for cutting substantial amounts of money that would make a real difference in the deficit.
And so the most likely outcome of this speeding cars headed for a crash?
I would guess that there will be attempts to paper over say the Republicans save face so that they can say they got a victory for their constituents. But it will probably not result in massive spending cuts. I also don't think it'll result in massive tax increases. So it's probably going to be a lot of Sturm und Drang without much real change.
And for long-term real change, I know there are Republicans who are trying to bring back something that in the Gingrich era, they were close. They were just a couple of votes away in the U.S. Senate from passing a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Is the GOP going to go back to that?
Well, there are certainly people who favor it, but it's putting something into an amendment that you can't even pass with regular legislation is kind of silly. It's like, we really, really mean it this time. Well, if you mean it, then just pass a budget that's balanced. You know, you don't have to like put it up and shrine it up there along with a freedom of the press or, you know, term limits or something.
And so let's say they paper this over. Is that papering over maybe going to cause an increase in what people are paying into Social Security, or some kind of change in the efficiency of Social Security so that they can pretend that it's not a cut, It's tough to visualize how exactly right. they put perfume on this pig.
Okay, so to separate two things, one is what are real options for dealing with the budget deficit versus what's actually going to happen. So I don't cover politics, so I don't have a real detailed sense of how this is going to work out in the halls of Congress, but I have looked at some of the options for how you would get closer to a balanced budget over time. And they include things like, you know, means testing of Social Security to make it more progressive. So rich people would get a smaller Social Security payment, raising the retirement age for Social Security. I'm not advocating these things. I'm just saying that these are some of the things that would make a meaningful difference. On the defense side, you know, building fewer aircraft carriers, on Medicare, finding ways to cut costs of Medicare through, you know, market forces, or some limits on benefits. Again, these are just the options that are on the table. On the tax side, you know, maybe roll back some portion of the tax cuts that were in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So those are the kind of ideas that you can imagine would be passed if Congress really were serious about trying to reduce budget deficits.
Now, they don't need 60 votes in the Senate on this. They don't need reconciliation, do they? You can pass with 51 votes in the Senate and 418 votes in the House?
200. You can pass with a
218,
majority.
218, sorry.
I think that the Senate could filibuster this. But again, that's not my area, so I don't want to make a mistake. It's definitely not an easy thing to get through, and there's definitely opportunity for some grandstanding here.
Yeah, I can just imagine Senator Cruz. He did so well with that the last time. Peter Coy, actually looking at the looming crisis, and it's a big one. What does the conservative Wall Street Journal say about actually trying to bring the party together, at least, so it's not wildly divided on this issue of the debt ceiling? We'll get to that and to China's population shrinking for the first time since the 1960s. That coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The White House is urging Congress to quickly raise the nation's debt limit to keep the U.S. from defaulting on payments. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans cannot use this issue as a way to cut social programs.
To cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
The U.S. expected to hit the borrowing limit on Thursday. President Biden, frustrated with his administration's response to the discovery of classified documents in a former private office and his Delaware home. NBC News reporting that the president also upset with the backlash he's receiving after the documents were found. You can expect to see prices continue to rise. That's according to the CEO of one of the world's largest consumer goods companies. Unilever head Alan Jope made the comments during an interview at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He said the market may be at peak inflation, but probably not at peak prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Wall Street Journal editorial today, very brilliant beginning, and they're entirely correct. They say the first rule of political negotiation is never take a hostage you're not prepared to shoot. That's advice for House Republicans to contemplate as they gear up for a high-stakes showdown with President Biden over raising the federal borrowing limit. And by the way, President Biden has been a first-class jerk. I mean, just jerk to keep saying, we're not going to negotiate anything here. There's nothing to talk about. We can't negotiate. How do you say that? You've just lost the House of Representatives, Mr. President. You lost it. Yes, it was closer than it usually is. Usually people on the out party do better. But the people of the United States voted by a fairly substantial margin. More people voted for Republicans running for the House than voted for Democrats. It's more than what you'd think with that 5-seat margin. And the idea that you're not going to negotiate, how is that constructive? How is that even adult? I mean, this is honestly like 7-year-olds, maybe 6-year-olds, maybe toddlers, except toddlers are endearing. The U.S. will reach its $31.4 trillion limit on gross federal debt on Thursday, and Treasury is resorting to special measures that, on present revenue trend, can delay default into the spring. Speaker Kevin McCarthy has promised his members he won't move to raise the limit without spending concessions from President Biden. But Mr. Biden says he won't negotiate at all over the debt limit. Something or someone has to give, because the debt limit has to be raised, they write. The U.S. has already borrowed and spent the money, and debt held by the public is a contract. Nobody sane in Washington wants to be blamed for triggering a default, and the bond market ructions it would cause, which means it almost certainly won't happen. Republicans are right, they write, to want to stop the reckless spending trends of the last 4 years. U.S. debt held by the public is now about 100% of GDP. up from 39.2% as recently as 2008, and 77.6% in 2018. So you've gone up from 77% to 100% of the GDP, that is the debt held by the public. The cost of financing that debt is rising fast, along with interest rates, and interest on the debt will take up increasingly large shares of federal revenue. Priorities like national defense will be squeezed. And by the way, national defense isn't lavish, even technological breakthrough, new weapons. This is building stuff that we need. It is not inconceivable that the United States is going to have to defend Taiwan. President Biden has already said, to his credit, that he means to do that. That China cannot, and given the fact that China's so increasingly desperate with their economic situation, and that their population bomb has exploded, but it's a bomb in a different direction, not too much growth in population, but too many losses. Now to switch for a moment from the Wall Street Journal, New York Times: the world's most populous country has reached a pivotal moment. China's population has begun to shrink after a steady years-long decline in its birth rate that experts say is irreversible. The government said on Tuesday, that would be today, that 9.56 million people were born in China last year, while 10.41 million people died. It was the first time deaths had outnumbered births in China since the Great Leap Forward, Mao Zedong's failed economic experiment that led to widespread famine and death in the 1960s. How much famine? How much death? They lost at least 25 million people. Starved to death in China. And you're only 60 years ago. Data released on Tuesday showed that the Chinese economy last year had one of its worst performances since 1976, the year that the evil dictator Mao died. Over the last four decades, China emerged as an economic powerhouse on the world's factory floor. The country's evolution from widespread poverty to the world's second largest economy led to an increase in life expectancy that contributed to the current population decline. More people were living longer while fewer babies were being born. They had that one-child policy. That trend has hastened another worrying event, the day when China will not have enough people of working age to fuel its growth or to take care of all those seniors. In the long run, we are going to see China as the world has never seen it before, said Wang Feng, a professor of sociology at University of California at Irvine, who specializes in China's demographics. It will no longer be the young, vibrant, growing population. We will start to appreciate China in terms of its population as an old and shrinking population. It's not good for an economy. Government handouts like cash for babies and tax cuts have failed to change the underlying fact that many young Chinese people simply do not want children. Yeah, no. And again, the other report from National Review, the news led one official to note that China is entering an era of negative population growth. The last time China experienced a population decline was during the Great Leap Forward, with death estimates raising from 23 to 55 million citizens dying from widespread famine and mass starvation. That's a total of 75 million, and that's honestly the best estimate. Think about the 75 million people dead in China from Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward and the various five-year plans. Demographers cite China's one-child policy, initiated in 1979, as the leading culprit for the country's cratering population. I don't think there's a single country that's gone as low as China in terms of fertility rate and then ever bounced back to the replacement rate. That means that you have enough kids to replace the old people who are dying. said Philip O'Keefe, a professor at the University of California. The government tried to offset earlier missteps by easing the one-child policy in 2016 and incentivizing family benefits in 2021, but those efforts, initiatives, have failed to reverse its plummeting birth rate. Strict zero-COVID policies have continued to plague economic productivity. In 2022, China's economy grew at 3%, its second worst gross domestic product growth since 1976, with a birth rate of 16.42 per 100,000 people. India is set to assume the mantle of the world's most populous country this year. So a dangerous China facing this kind of economic crash, and this at the same time that we are hoping to avoid a major recession. Military readiness, as the Wall Street Journal, suffered greatly until Republicans began to trade defense increases for social welfare increases during the late Obama years and the Trump years. The world is more dangerous now with Russia invading Ukraine, China threatening Taiwan, Iran getting closer to a nuclear bomb, and jihadists far from defeated. Some evidence of what those jihadists are doing right now, not just to people, but to mannequins. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The last remaining warrior must use his skill to take down a city of corruption. Michael Medved.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it's not all bad news. There is good news from yesterday, from Italy, where they captured the last of its elusive Sicilian mob bosses, whose name was Matteo Messina Denaro. He had been in hiding for 30 years, during which time he reportedly had a series of lovers and played a lot of video games. He faces multiple life sentences for a long list of violent and grisly offenses. How was he caught? He had gone to a clinic with a sheet of paper in his hand containing the negative result of a COVID test, a mandatory requirement for those like him who have to undergo therapy, and a series of blood tests. He is battling cancer. What's fascinating about this is how they actually tracked him down, and it is one of those representations about how grateful we should be for police services that take care of a guy like this. And the idea of the Sicilian Mafia, this is not romanticized versions like The Godfather. These are incredibly brutal people who have killed politicians who stand up against them. And what happened is Mr. Messina Denaro, writes the Times, managed to control the western Sicilian province of Trapani even when he was in hiding. Besides his bloodlust, he was known for his business savvy, managing assets and infiltrating legal economic enterprises, including wind energy companies. There you go. He enjoyed protection from a wide network of mobsters, but also, the authorities said in a strong suggestion of corruption, civilian mobsters. In other words, there are people who didn't want to be killed. And the killing was profound. The authorities said they had learned through their years of investigations and through wiretap conversations among the mobsters' associates that Mr. Messina Denaro suffered from a cancer that required special hospital treatments. The police then monitored a national database of patients seeking such treatments, and over time they narrowed the list down to a few names, including one they suspected to be the mafioso's alias. We skimmed down the list, said Pasquale Agilosanto, a general with the Italian Carabinieri Police, who commands their special division, and on Monday he added that authorities had a hunch, but the certainty came only this morning. Mr. Messina Denaro, wearing tinted glasses, a brown leather jacket trimmed in shearling, a matching hat, and a Frank Mueller watch that authorities said was worth 35,000 euros, showed up with another man from the Trapani area at the hospital for his appointment. The police had positioned themselves at the various entrances and stopped Mr. Messina Denaro on a side street. They checked his photo identity card, which looked official, and said that his name was Andrea Bonsfredi, the name they were looking for. They asked him his name. "I am Matteo Messina Denaro," he replied, the authorities said. And they locked him up. And that is a good thing. Not such a good thing is the story from Burkina Faso, where armed assailants, Islamic radicals, kidnapped about 50 women in northern Burkina Faso, the government said yesterday. The latest security incident than the landlocked West African country, which has been battling a jihadist insurgency since 2015. The women were abducted on January 12th and 13th as they were foraging for fruit outside two villages near the city of Arbinda, the regional governor said. No group has claimed responsibility as of Monday, but extremist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State both have for years carried out attacks and kidnappings in Burkina Faso, killing tens of thousands and stripping nearly 2 million people, 10% of the population, displacing them from their homes. Meanwhile, the world of the Taliban. Under the Taliban, the kinder, gentler Taliban that we were promised when we withdrew from Afghanistan, they have been extraordinarily brutal with women. Now, that kind of goes without saying, right? The conservative dress code for women and girls being imposed by the oppressive Taliban rules, this from Hot Air, is probably one of the most visible changes. An entire generation of young girls grew up under American-backed governance and could largely dress however they liked. Now all females must wear burqas with full head and facial coverings. Those who disobey face beatings, arrest, or the very real possibility they will simply disappear. Now, however, we're learning that the Taliban isn't satisfied with banning the viewing of human female faces. They also require the faces of the female mannequins in dress shops to be covered as well. Under the Taliban, the mannequin and women's dress shops across the Afghan capital of Kabul are a haunting sight. Their heads cloaked in cloth sacks or wrapped in black plastic bags. The hooded mannequins are one symbol of the Taliban's puritanical rule over Afghanistan, but in a way they are also a small show of resistance and creativity by Kabul's dress merchants. Initially, the Taliban wanted the mannequins to be punished by beheading. No, they're serious about this. To anyone with Western sensibilities, the image of mannequins with face coverings probably sounds laughable, but those displays do seem to be a constant visual reminder of the Taliban's total control and oppression of the people they supposedly rule, particularly females. The rights of women in Afghanistan began to disappear the very moment the terrorist group took over the country. All of this happened despite the promises that the Taliban made to America and the world about having reformed and their vows to respect the rights of women and girls. It was all a lie, just as so many of us predicted while they were rolling into Kabul. This from a piece from Hot Air. But no will exists for another nation to go back in there and drive them out again. Certainly not the United States. So the people of Afghanistan appear to be stuck with what they now have. And the idea that with the activities in Burkina Faso, as far away as that, of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, they are still out there. They still want to destroy the United States of America. And to say that this is a time to cut back on our military is basically about as foolish as it could be. The Back in Africa, in Burkina Faso, the local branch of the Islamic State has kidnapped women in Nigeria and other countries, said a senior researcher with the Institute for Security Studies based in Mali. The most notorious kidnappings happened in Nigeria, where in 2014, remember that, militants with the group Boko Haram stormed a Christian girls' school in the village of Chibok. Arbinda, which is this city in Burkina Faso and the broader Sahel region of Burkina Faso, have faced dwindling food supplies because of multiple blockades imposed by jihadist groups since last year. About 3.5 million people are projected to face severe food insecurity or starvation in the country this year, 2023, according to the World Food Program. Look, there are so many reasons to say, I mean, day after day after day, God bless America. And one of the reasons to say that is because America has successfully built up tremendous progress in terms of race relations. But that is obscured by the idiotic, insane, and destructive way we count people and enumerate their races. We're going to be speaking to a professor who has written a book about this, about the foolishness of classifying people into black, white, Hispanic, Asian. What does that all mean? And why was it done starting in 1977? It's a fascinating and horrifying story, but one that needs to be told in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.